French is the official language in Congo, and it's been the language of the educated in Rwanda as well. But now Rwanda is making English the official language in its schools. The World's Jeb Sharp has more.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame says the reason Rwandan schools must switch to English is economic. He says Rwandans will need English if they are to compete in the global marketplace. But those familiar with the recent history of Rwanda see another agenda as well. Stephen Kinzer is the author of a new book about Rwanda called A Thousand Hills.
The actual decision about the schools is part of a much larger reorientation that's going on in Rwanda that is very far from just a little technical change. It's actually hugely significant in a big geopolitical way.
That reorientation is about extracting Rwanda from the collection of French-speaking countries known as La Francophonie and joining it with the English-speaking countries of East Africa and the wider English-speaking world. It used to be that the educated classes in Rwanda spoke French, but now they speak English.
With the emergence of this new regime under President Kagame, which effectively took power after the genocide in 1994, the ruling elite, the new group running the country, is all English-speaking. They grew up as exiles in Uganda. That's why they don't speak French. So if you want to be in the elite, if you want to work in the power centers, if you want to progress, you need to speak English. That's something very new in Rwanda.
The new government in Rwanda harbors deep bitterness towards France for its support for the government in power during the 1994 genocide. France has always rejected any responsibility for the genocide. But Stephen Kinzer says part of the reason France persisted in backing the old regime was fear of a victory by Rwandan rebels who were more oriented toward the English-speaking world.
This would undermine the global basis for French power, because the only way France can claim to be a world power is because it has so much authority in Africa. It doesn't have any geopolitical power anywhere else. If the African base starts to slip away from France, France becomes greatly reduced.
Ever since the genocide, there's been tension between Rwanda and France. In 2006, it finally bubbled over into a full-scale diplomatic row. But Joseph Gafaranga, a sociolinguist at the University of Edinburgh, cautions against attributing the language change to that rift.
It is the case, isn't it, that English is gaining ground all over the world anyway. And it's being used even in countries where French is accepted. So to try and link directly the decision to the current sort of diplomatic relation between Rwanda and France, well, I mean, it would appear to me to be simplistic. It would really require a lot of evidence to establish that there is a direct link between the two.
But for Gafaranga, geopolitics takes a back seat to other concerns. He's from Rwanda originally, and he's not sure the official language in the schools should be English or French. Gafaranga says kids learn best in their own language. In the case of Rwanda, that's Kinyarwanda.
There is plenty of research which, on the other hand, says that education is better served in the mother tongue. Now, what the recognition of English does not do is exactly that, is not recognize any special status to the language that is everybody's language.
Gafaranga is not alone in his concern. Stephen Kinzer says there's a big debate going on in Rwanda over the correct balance between English and Kinyarwanda.
And it emerged particularly a couple of years ago when Bill Gates showed up in Rwanda and announced that he wanted to make internet search browsers available in Kinyarwanda, the Rwandan language. Some people instantly thought this was great. We finally have access to the internet for all our people. Other people protested. They said, this is no good. We can't send the message to our kids in Rwanda that you can make it in the world by only speaking Kinyarwanda.
Joseph Gafaranga says in practice, the schools have always gotten by on a mixture of French, English, and Kinyarwanda. He expects that to continue for some time to come. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.